Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Down to business. I got my wild cherry diet Pepsi, and I got my blackjack gum here. And I got that feeling. Yeah, that familiar feeling that something rank is going down out there.
You ready?
Yeah!
Well, let's go.
Okay, go, go, go.
Your very first words, really get right in and bang them out, okay?
All aboard for Night Train. Night Train. Night Train. California.
Like a slug to your chest, pack a vest for your Jimmy in the city of sex. We in that sunshine state where the bomb ass hemp be, the state where you never find a dance floor empty and pimps be on a mission for them greens. Lean, mean, money making machines serving fiends. I've been in the game for 10 years making rap tunes. Ever since honeys was wearing Sassoon, now it's 95 and they clock me and watch me diamond shining, looking like a Rob Liberace. It's all good from Diego to the Bay. Your city is the bomb if your city making pay. Throw up a finger if you feel the same way. Straight putting it down for California, yeah.
Yeah.
life.
Hello, good evening, and welcome. It's gone 9 o'clock. It's Sunday night, so that means it's time for the night train here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Oh, let me sort those levels out. It is a solo show tonight. We've had a few weeks off. I can't remember if we were here last week. They all blend into one. So I thought I can't leave you folks hanging without another show this week. Did I say this is the night train here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM worldwide, sheffieldlive.org. On the TuneIn radio app, on DAB as well, across some of South Yorkshire. We're still not sure. I probably should have checked. I've been to Leeds twice and Halifax once this week. I could have checked. Stay tuned for news about that. If it sounds different, it's because it's only me, Steve, in the studio flying solo. Yes, my partner in crime hasn't been able to come in this week, but we knew that, so I've prepared a little solo show. I say little, 2 hours of music, but there's a bit of a rough theme. The theme is me. Friends of me will know I do like to celebrate my birthday. As the long-suffering Alma says, getting old is a privilege, so you need to celebrate these things. And I do that by dragging friends along to things they potentially don't want to go to, doing stuff they don't want to do. And this year, I threw myself a party. Stole an idea off Chris Welsh, who's sounds like this on this station, 5 till 7. He did a 45 party to celebrate turning 45. He played 45s and invited people to DJ. So I did the same. So this first set is going to be songs that I played at my party, my soiree. Shout out to had a bunch of DJs. So give them a mention, shout out in a bit. So there was 7 or 8 DJs playing 45s. I'm going to have a couple of sets of that. Then some birthday present records, stuff I got from in-laws, family members, friends, loved ones. Kicked off with one from my co-host, Tupac and Dr. Dre, California Love. The remix version I like more than the one that everybody, you always hear on the radio, a bit more P-funky that one, so well into it. Right, going to stop waffling now and play some tunes, starting off with the Flying Stars of Brooklyn. Thank you.
I ain't no Ich mache eine Prüfung hier. Naja, alles klar. Geht los. Du hörst Nachtzug auf Sheffield Live.
Put on your red dress, baby. Lord, we going. boxing glove in case some fool might wanna find. Put on your high heel sneaker, wear your weak hat on your head.
Somebody, there's nothing wrong
being in love with someone, yeah. Oh, baby, love and a happiness.
Love and happiness.
Love and a happiness.
Listeners, this is Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, worldwide sheffieldlive.org. It's a night train here, steady roll until 11 o'clock. Just me, Steve, in the studio tonight, flying solo. And as we all know, regular listeners especially, this is a very self-indulgent show. And tonight I've taken it next level. It's all about me, so it's birthday selections, I guess, was the best thing to call it. Kicked off with a present, and now that first set was the first set I played at my birthday party last month at the Harlequin upstairs. Shout out to all of those folks for putting it on, putting us up and putting up with us. Had to move the DJ booth into the bar that's upstairs that we weren't supposed to be in, but it worked perfectly. It was a lot more stable, the decks, because in the main room it was a bit bouncy like a trampoline, so anybody walking past the decks would have made the needles skip, so we had to move it. I took the first set of the night under the catchy name of... Oh, I've forgotten. I'm going to have to find the flyer. I mean, it wasn't really a flyer, it was just an image I made. So, I'll just talk you through the tunes first of all. We kicked off with the Flying Stars of Brooklyn. My God Has a Telephone on Coal Mine Records. Weirdly, actually released on my birthday a few years ago. It's a very nice little, quite a cheap one to pick up on the clear vinyl, clear wax, which is always nice to have. We've done a few coloured wax shows in the past. Delve into the archive for that. Go to thenighttrain.co.uk and follow the links. Then we had Misha Paris, I Should Have Known Better, on 4th and Broadway from 1990. Produced a B-side of that. That's on the B-side of a 45, produced by Omar. If you get the chance, check out his... I think he did an appearance on Wrong Tom's Soho radio show. Then a record that rarely leaves the record box, Loose Ends Hanging on a String. I think that's from 1985. Then we had a quick change of pace with from 1981 Kraftwerk, Computer Love, used by Coldplay for one of their songs. Shout out to Tom, who was in the booth for me for that one. And he's like, I know this one, but I don't know this song. And I was like, Coldplay used it. Then we had a quick change of pace. First collectibles record of the night, Tommy Tucker High Heel Sneakers, recorded in 63, released 64, originally on Checker. That's favourite, one of my faves. Available on an old mix that I did that I will link in the show notes. It's got a bit of a risque title to the mix, so I can't say it on air. If that doesn't tickle your fancy, I don't know what will. After that, we went to New Orleans. Irma Thomas, the queen of New Orleans soul, with Hitting on Nothing, released on Minute Records in 1963. Writing credit for that one is Naomi Neville, aka Alan Toussaint. Go back into the archives for 6 hours of Alan Toussaint tribute shows. They're pretty good. And I think, if memory serves, which seldom does now, getting advancing in years, I don't think we talk over those. So that's kind of excellent 6 hours of tunes to play in polite company. No weird spin outs at the end or anything like that. Then finish the set with Al Green, Love and Happiness, I think from 1972. Not sure if it was released in the UK, but definitely released in Jamaica, which would explain how it then became Jungle Line by the Upsetters, produced by Lee Scratch Perry. That original version recorded in High Studios, and if you go on the tour, I think you can still see the wooden box that the producer stomped on for the intro. This one, talking of Jamaica, in the background is Jonathan Richman, The Modern Lovers, Egyptian Reggae, his take on... and record his name escapes me. Oh, that's brilliant. None Shall Escape His Judgment from 1977. Right, that's the first set done and dusted, all loose ends taken care of. Keep it locked to Sheffield Live. This one's going to be a bit of a louder guitar-y bass set.
She comes on like a rose, but everybody knows she'll get you in touch. You can look, but you better not touch. Poison ivy, poison ivy. Late at night while you're sleeping, poison ivy comes a-creeping around. She's pretty as a daisy, but look out, man, she's crazy. She'll really do you in skin. Poison ivy, poison ivy. Late at night while you're sleeping, poison ivy comes a-creeping around. Measles make you bumpy,
and mumps will make you lumpy, and chicken pops will make you jump and twitch. A common cold will fool ya, and whooping cough will cool ya, but poison ivy, Lord, will make you itch. You're gonna need an ocean of calamine lotion. You'll be scratching like a hound the minute you start to mess around. Poison ivy. Chicken pops will make you jump and twitch. A common cold will fool ya, and whooping cough will cool ya, but poison ivy, Lord, will make you itch. You're gonna need an ocean of calamine lotion. You'll be scratching like a hound the minute you start to mess around. Poison ivy.
Everybody. mama home, I'm afraid they're gonna have my hide. There's been no more movies for a week or two. No more running around with the usual crew. Who cares? Come on, everybody.
Baby, I might even catch the train. But if I can't, Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro.
Water.
Listeners, almost hour one done and dusted. This is the Night Train on Sheffield Live. Me, Steve Solo, in the studio tonight, taking the self-indulgence next level. That was another set I played at my birthday party. Good news as well, I found the flyer. It was a 45 RPM birthday extravaganza featuring DJs. I should give them a shout out. 3D Chair, Bovril Recipes, Dirty C Fax, Steg of the Dimp, Biscuit Database 2000, Puddle Simulation 128K, and myself was Barry McGuigan's Cress, obviously. Right, only got a bit of time, so I need to rattle through what you heard there. We kicked off with The Coasters, Poison Ivy from Atco on 59. Weirdly, my reissue copy, I say weirdly, it's actually quite dull. My copy says it's mono, but that's clearly stereo. I think that's a re-record, because it doesn't sound like I think it should. So I'll have to keep an eye out for another copy of that. Then we went to Eddie Cochran, Come On Everybody, originally released in 58, but then saw another release in 88 thanks to Levi's commercial. Made it to number 14. Send that one out to Wednesday GP and everyone tuned in Sea Houses. They said that reminded them of Jive Bunny. Famously that was in Jive Bunny the Master Mix's Swing the Mood. Looking at the other songs that are in there, that'd make a pretty good singles night set. You've got plenty to choose from. It's like 15 different songs. I think you could do a pretty good 7-song set out of that. Then we had a Richard Berry double. Started off with Him and the Pharaohs. Should have put that on after Egyptian Reggae. Anyway, Have Love Will Travel from Flip in 59. Then The Kingsmen with Louie Louie from 63, that version recorded in one partial, one full take, with a bit of a swear word in there. If you can listen intently, you might be able to hear it. If you want to know more, as always, there's an episode of A History of Rock Music in 500 songs about it. Goes into it in depth. A very entertaining listen, as they always are. Followed that with Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs. Ooh, more Pharaohs. Woolly Bully from 64. Then The Castaways with Liar Liar. Also kind of more prominence from the Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels soundtrack. Shout out to Debbie S for bringing me that one back from the US. That's the one that went from wherever to Knoxville to Suffolk to Ipswich to Derby to eventually end up in Sheffield. After that was the Sonics with Strychnine from Jordan. Not originally released on 45, but then Ace Records did a wicked box set, High Time I think it's called. All of the choice cuts from the Sonics. There's also a documentary about them that I would recommend if you're into music documentaries. I first heard that from a Mojo Cover Mount CD and the BS2000 mix, which we have uploaded to our Mixcloud page, mixcloud.com/Radio Night Train. This is the Night Train, Steve flying solo from till 11. This one in the background, Funk Dubious Rock On, the Buck Wild remix instrumental. I only say that because it's the first of a Rock On double. The next set is songs that from records that people gave me for my birthday. Keep it locked.